appetite for destruction can't be easy to defend. When all your heroes have abandoned you, or have you abandoned them? From civilians to enemies, bombs can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless killing spree? How many kids can you kill and send the lower class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV? Whatever happened to your resolve? How did you join their ranks? Afraid of some Arab who can't even find reverse on a Russian tank. When the whole wide world is watching and they think that you're absurd. From Canada to East Asia, they're giving you the bird. How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless murder spree? How many people can you kill and send the working class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV? Don't you read the news and not just CNN? There are other news outlets not owned by our government. You can call me left-wing liberal, or you can call me communist. But are you totalitarian or just an anarchist? Go and follow your false prophet, that lying, greedy man. Doesn't have the intellect to run a hot dog stand. How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless murder spree? How many kids can you kill and send the working class the bill so you can drive your kids to soccer practice in your SUV? SUV, in your SUV, in your SUV.
Thank you for listening to great speeches and interviews on Access Sacramento and The Voice. I'm Steve Lerman, and we're continuing with billionaires and ballot bandits with the always entertaining investigative journalist Greg Palast on how to steal an election in 9 easy steps.
But it is about Willie Steen, right? I'm not going to hang you up much longer. It's about Willie Steen. It's about the people who can't be here on those voter rolls and aren't here tonight, right? People who suddenly disappear. And it isn't just Republicans doing it. And this is the great evil, okay? One of the guys that, by the way, blew the whistle. When I blew the whistle, I went to a federal prosecutor who was ready to bust the story as well. David Iglesias, the Republican prosecutor for New Mexico. Captain David Iglesias, who's also a military JAG. So he's a federal prosecutor, and he said he was given these caging lists, the cage voters, and he was told, go find the cage voters and arrest them, the fraudulent voters. So he said, okay, I'm going to get them. Put on his badge, ran across. He said he went all over the mesas of New Mexico, and he couldn't find one. He just found, you know, old ladies with common Hispanic names. They were citizens. In fact, the Mexicanos of New Mexico were citizens of America before it was America. Really? And so he said that they're Americans. You know, these aren't fraudulent voters. Yeah, they had funny addresses like this. You go and at the Native reservations and the pueblos, because they had addresses like second house from the post office at the pueblo. It's not fraudulent. It's poverty. Okay. So he said, I can't find any. You know what they told him? You know what the Rove gang told him? They said, well, arrest someone. He said, what? They said, arrest. We'll just arrest him. He said, it's not the Soviet Union. We don't arrest people. They said, well, you can let him go after the election. He wouldn't. No, that wasn't his America. And so they did fire him. And, you know, it's one of the, again, the way the stories come out. The press play the firing of prosecutors as political. They were removed for political reasons. They weren't removed for political reasons. Everyone was a Republican. Everyone endorsed George Bush for president. It wasn't political. It was criminal. These were all 8 prosecutors who said, we are sworn to uphold the law, not to hunt down innocent citizens. But only Iglesias would come forward and say what was really going on, that they wouldn't take part in the crime, that they were lawmen, not lawbreakers. Iglesias stood up, gave me the info. Now, and when they fired him, that was a tougher one. So they needed cause. So it was absenteeism. He didn't show up for his job as federal prosecutor. Well, and that, and it was true. He was missing for weeks because they should have known he would stand up, because if you look in the book, you'll see a picture of Tom Cruise, the guy who plays Iglesias in A Few Good Men. That's the guy who says he wants the truth. So they said he was absent. Yeah, he was absent because the military told him to be the chief prosecutor at the Bosnian war crimes trial. So he was, when he was in Bosnia, they said he was absent and they fired him. God bless America. Now, that's how it works. And you know what he did? They didn't like something else. You know that he busted Democrats? He arrested Democrats for vote fraud and vote theft? And Karl Rove was steaming mad. Why? Wasn't that the game? No. Because what happens was that there were Acoma Pueblo natives, the Native Americans there. I was down there talking to the chief. They opposed a uranium mine that was going into their sacred mountain, ripping into their sacred mountain. And a less sacred issue was that it was poisoning their fields. But the local Democratic Party was getting a little cash from the mining companies. They decided they weren't going to let no Indians get in the way. So they knocked off their names as fraudulent voters. Same trick. Fraudulent voters. And they said, and when the Pueblo natives came to vote, as they have forever, same, they go vote at the church. And they said, you can't vote, but we'll give you a provisional ballot. This is another trick. There's 9 ways to steal an election. One way is the provisional placebo ballot. Oh, see, because after the felon wipe out, the Congressional Black Caucus won the right for you, in case your name is purged wrongly, that you get a provisional ballot. But they got the right to the ballot, but never the right to have it counted. So the ballots were sent in to the county officials, but it was missing the proper envelopes, so they threw out all the ballots. Of course, the county officials gave them the wrong envelopes. Iglesias arrested those officials who were Democrats. But again, see, the GOP said, no, see, because that's about officials suppressing votes, stealing votes from voters. That's not the game. They don't want that game opened up. Yeah, the Democrats stole those 200 votes, while the Republicans had stolen 20,000. That same election, same way. They didn't want the captain opening that can of worms, but both, that's one of the problems. People say, why don't the Democrats stand up? Well, first of all, the biological issue, jellyfish don't have spines, but... I mean, you saw Al Gore did speak here, right? And the other is that they do it, too. Not as well, not as big, not as well-funded. Republicans have super-duper cyber databases, and the Democrats still have their floppy disks, but it's dirty all the way around. So that's one of the reasons. They're all in it differently. The big wipeout. You know, how could George Bush have won New Mexico, which is all Democratic, all minority voters overwhelmingly, because the Hispanic Democratic vote was wiped out. There was one precinct for soldiers again, all soldier votes, not one vote for President of the United States, not one. I called up the Secretary of State and said, not one vote? Not one vote? They actually mailed in ballots from overseas, hundreds and hundreds of ballots, but not one voted? They just mailed in blank ballots. She said, those people just can't make up their minds. It was very poor, it was all Hispanic and Native American soldiers. Those people. Becky Vigil Heron, a Hispanic Democrat. I'm glad to say that through some of my efforts, she's on her way to prison. But they do. Democrats hold firing squads in a circle. And they see, because everyone goes after the same voter, the poor voter, because it's about control of the Democratic Party there. It's about control, just the same as in Chicago when Obama knocked off and challenged the signatures of legal voters in his district so he could run unopposed, knocked off his opponent. He learned early. I was there. I lived in his district. Okay. Now, that's how it works. Everyone gets a little dirty. So then the real dirt, no one can blow the whistle. Now, so 9 ways to steal an election. 9 ways. Take away Willie Steen's vote, caging, bouncing ballots, provisional ballots, absentee ballots in the garbage. You know, it goes on and on. Sounds pretty grim. And billionaires run it all, the Koch brothers, right? And so what can we do? Duh. It's just, you know, we can't. They're all the same. And what's the point? They can steal my vote. It's kind of like a new kind of Valley Girl politics raging across America. Knock it off. Okay, all right. Now, because we have a solution. They have 9 ways to steal the election, but we have 7 ways to beat the ballot bandits, which is at the back of billionaires and ballot bandits. Little line, you just cut it out, you send it around, you copy it any way you can. You go to ballotbandits.org and you can download a copy of the big poster. You can get the details of the poster, ballotbandits.org from our foundation. No charge. I want this around. 7 ways to beat the ballot bans. Things you should do. One, you can't even do the first one. It says, don't go postal. Don't mail in your vote, for God's sake. Well, that's gone here. But one of the things is, of course, like register. Register to vote. Say, oh, I registered to vote. You're not taking notes? 22 million people knocked off the voter rolls. My assistant, should I dock his pay? He shows up to vote. They said, you're an inactive voter. He says, I voted for everything, but you don't include the PDA president. They said, sorry, he didn't check. He made the poster, but he didn't check. He lost his vote. Okay? Don't assume you're registered. You better go online and better check that out. That's your job. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We have to do all these things now to protect their vote. 7 ways to beat the ballot bans. Think of it as your ballot condom for safe voting. You have to have it. Now, it's in the book. We have some posters here you can donate to the foundation so we can make more posters. That's what we're going to do. The more you throw in the bucket, the more posters we'll make. It's not for one candidate or another. Really. That's for other speakers and not for me. You know, I grew up on the wrong side of the railroad tracks in Los Angeles, Chicano neighborhood. And, you know, we were just supposed to go off to Vietnam, and if we didn't get our legs blown off next to those corporate guys in the foxholes with us, those Exxon holding the gun, if we didn't get our legs blown off or our head blown off, we came back to work at the Chevy plant, which then was shipped overseas. I'm going to tell you, did that too in the book. But they took away my friends' lives. And then they took away their jobs, and they even took away the railroad tracks. But damn it, I'm not going to let them take away the vote. That's not what's going to happen. So now, this is what we're going to do. It's about what we can do. And if you think we can't do it, come on. Yeah, of course. Every generation has had to fight for the vote. The suffragette movement, the abolitionist movement, the big anti-globalization movement called the United States of America when we fought against the World Trade Organization called the British Empire and won the vote, took it away from the royals. Civil War. Martin Luther King took a bullet. I'm asking you to take a book. Jeez. A comic book. His son, Martin Luther King III, loves it too, by the way. Seriously. As you know, and in the back, there are these wonderful media resources to get the real information, unpolluted. Action groups, Rock the Vote, Operation Rainbow, Push, LULAC, the big Latin Americans, Latinos United. Excuse me, I'm getting this wrong. Forgive me, lo siento. League of United Latin American Citizens, biggest Latino organization in America, of course. 11 million Hispanics. Citizens who are not registered, not for lack of trying. California, you know that they knocked off 42% of the new voter registrations were disallowed in California by the Republican Secretary of State. So you think it's just Florida, heat of the night, you know, old Dixie. Well, it's surfing USA too. As Jesse Jackson said, who's working with me on this, he said, you know, we've marched too long, we've worked too hard, we've died too young to let them take this vote away. So we will get the books because they are our weapon of mass instruction. They are what it is, our way of getting out. We don't copyright all this material. Spread it around. Put it in your newsletters, your website. This is not a for-profit publication. We're not trying to hold this hostage, the information we wanted out. I'll be giving films to Amy, putting it on the air. We're going to get these out. We're going to get out the 7 ways to beat the ballot bandits. That's your job. It's not passive. I don't want you to just get a book and hold it. This is something for you to put, well, in Florida, you can't bring it into the polling booth, but you can bring a gun. So put it fits small to fit in your holster. So this is your freedom holster with your ballot condom. We've got work to do. We've got work to do. You know, like I said, I grew up in a Chicano neighborhood, and they just wanted to take it all. You know, all of it. Charles Koch, you know, he says he wants his fair share, and he wants all of it, all of this, and those ballots. And so he's created the Themis machine that makes Karl Rove's machine look like a Thomas Jefferson memorial. They're not done. But he may be too big to jail now. Too big to fail, but he ain't too big to jail. I want him to get all of it, including his Miranda rights. So let's get to work. Thank you so much.
You can listen to great speeches and interviews on accesssacramento.org, or you can go to greatspeechesandinterviews.blogspot.com.
Oh, Why you wanna trip on me? You talk to me And now for something completely different.